For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill, broadcasting from Kansas City, Missouri, as Bridget Riedel joining us, Northern Plains Market Development Specialist with Dow AgroSciences. Thank you for being here today in Kansas City, and we get a chance to talk wheat and wheat here and what you'd be knowing about at this time of year.
Well, I think as we look ahead to 2018, we need to consider the possibility of using some different things on the farm. One of those could be Culex herbicide for spring or winter wheat.
And what are some of the advantages here if you go this route?
Well, the first thing I think about is the great weed control. And we're going to go after some of those weeds that maybe we haven't done as good of a job on, some of those mustard species, some pigweeds, etc. And we're going to be able to knock those out. But better yet, those weeds that we're going to control, we're going to do it by a different site of action in the plant, not just a different mode of action. So this hasn't been on the farm before. This is new, and we're going to do a nice job of controlling problem weeds.
So go a little more into that, like you said, site to the plant. So go into how this all kind of works out here.
Well, we always talk about modes of action, and we know the specific mode that a plant is controlled by. So for instance, a growth regulator. But within that growth regulator category, there are different sites that activate in the plant, and herbicides work on various sites, not always the same, even though you're in that mode of action. So Culex brings to the table different sites of action than what you've been controlling in the past with maybe a 2,4-D or some of the other growth regulator products.
And you mentioned weeds and stuff. That's always a battle each and every year, no matter, I mean, obviously it varies kind of where you are and what's kind of more prevalent and stuff, but it's a big issue that it's hard to control every year.
Absolutely, and just because it was here in 2017 doesn't mean we got all of it in control. And so we have to think about what was there in 2017, what might we see for 2018, and I think the weather is also going to play a big factor. Are we going to be wet? Are we going to be dry? And if we have those cold snaps, Culex does a beautiful job of helping us not see that crop flash that you might see other herbicides have in cold weather. So the beautiful thing is we've got this flexibility of the weed control, but also using it in the right weather conditions.
I had all the farmers perk up because I thought you were going to predict the weather, but no, we can't do that. I mean, and that's so hard too, because this year, like in our area, it was so, so wet this year.
You were, and I'm not that far away from you in North Dakota. And I was so, so dry. But my crystal ball is a little cloudy on the weather forecast for 2018.
What should farmers do now to plan? Who should they talk to? Find out more information. What's your best advice?
There is a website called flexibleweedcontrol.com where they can hear about Culex. Talk to your local retailers and crop consultants. Those guys are on the cutting edge of knowing what's new and what works best for your geography. So they've been in contact with their Dow AgroSciences rep, and we can help them make good decisions.
Bridget, we appreciate your time. Thanks again, okay?
Thank you.
For Chasm Radio, broadcasting from Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Joel Gill.